Wow, well, that was a wonderful first half. You are the leader of this program, and when there's a conductor on the podium, you are doing some leading as well.
Absolutely. I consider my role to be a liaison between what the conductor desires and the musicians who are playing and trying to interpret what he wants.
So what kind of leading do you do in this program? How is this program then different?
Well, in this case, I need to convey to the orchestra my wishes for the way I would like the music to go, for the phrasing, for the structure. The interpretation as a whole really starts with me. But I must say that this whole week of rehearsals has been highly collaborative, and my colleagues have been extremely helpful, full of ideas, and perhaps the most important is they have been encouraging to me. Probably one of the most frightening things is to get in front of your colleagues and do something that you don't normally do. And so for this week, for me to lead and to speak to the orchestra and say, well, here I'd like to be a little bit more coquettish, or here I would like a little bit more of a dark color, takes a little bit of moxie, I guess.
So in this piece that's coming up, are there any particular challenges or any particular parts that are especially tricky because you will be playing and conducting?
Yes. In my opinion, the most difficult section of the entire concert, Susan, is the opening of the Mozart Prague Symphony. There's a long, extended, very slow, almost torturously slow opening. And at the time that Mozart wrote this symphony, he was 30 years old, and he had already started to branch out and challenge himself in this genre and trying to explore different ways to utilize the orchestra. He had just finished composing the Marriage of Figaro, string quartets that he had dedicated to Haydn. And so this is slightly mold-breaking in structure. And so the opening of the Mozart is supposed to be long and slow, and that makes it more difficult. If we're just playing like the last movement, I mean, the timpani is going boom, 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 boom. It's easy. It's like a walk in the park. But when it's slow, some of the entrances and exits of particular notes or phrases are extremely challenging. And so I told my colleagues at the beginning of the week, you're just not going to see me conduct with my bow and that kind of thing. But I'm doing everything up to that point with my neck, with my face. I'm really trying to help with the entrances and exits.
So how do you think it's different as a musician in the orchestra to be led by someone playing and not conducting?
I think that in a small way that all of us must step out of our comfort zone. When you're an orchestral musician, let's face it, conductors are control freaks. Really, I say that with no exaggeration. And so they are trying to control everything, tone, color, timing, pacing, phrasing. So we can kind of sit back and just be the vessel. We just play what they want in the way they want us to play. Suddenly, in a week like this, it is incumbent upon each of us to bring something to the table. And like a fine wine, we get many different varietals of grapes to create more complexity. If, without a conductor, we just played through the music, then indeed it would be very bland. So everybody must step out of their comfort zone and be slightly more soloistic, take the initiative. If there are places that are slowing down, a conductor can kind of make this kind of like let's go motion with their hand, and everybody knows, okay, let's go, we'll go a little faster. Or they'll kind of lean back and put their shoulders down and pace their ears back on their head. That means kind of let's slow down a little bit. With us, it's incumbent upon everybody all the way through the section to the very back to understand where those places are that need to be held back or to push or to challenge or to, well, so on and so forth.
So the musicians are really involved in a very active, especially collaborative way.
Absolutely. The rehearsals have been, I would say, a combination of terrifying, exhilarating, productive, and exploratory. Certainly. Everybody has been chipping in. It's not the kind of typical orchestra rehearsal where everybody's just very quiet and listening to the conductor. Everybody's been, wait a minute, what about if here we do this and here at this spot, can we try rehearsing that? A lot of dialogue from all corners of the orchestra, and that has been extremely satisfying.
That's wonderful. It's really exciting. We look forward to the second half.
Thanks, Susan. Me too.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.